can make it, do it. Makes us honor, better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right, comes back to the left, going long for Gordon. He's out there and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
It's a very fluid situation, unique, one that I haven't necessarily been around. I'll name the starter later in the week. Right now, as we stand, Campbell and Whedon have both been cleared for activity, not for practice, but for activity. So that's where we stand. It's too difficult to know exactly when they'll be cleared through the process any farther.
Too difficult, the two operative words to describe the Browns quarterbacking situation as this team prepares for Sunday's game against the New England Patriots. I don't want to laugh, but it's so crazy and sad. I think that's about all you can do. The Cleveland Browns really not sure who they could start at quarterback in that game. My thought is that it will be Caleb Haney, but we'll see how the week plays out. Caleb's going to practice for the first time as a Cleveland Brown today. There is a guy named Alex who is I don't know if
Alex Tanny.
Alex Tanny's going to be, yeah, I know. But I'm not sure if Alex Tanny is the guy who will do anything other than maybe have a few trick shot practice snaps today, but he's going to be out there. And then you heard about the medical situation. Jason Campbell, Brandon Whedon, recovering from going through the concussion protocol, cleared for activity, but not necessarily for practice. And I'm not really sure what activity means. I guess it means you can move, but you can't
I don't
play
know.
Football. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Hopefully they'll be cleared for practice and cleared to be able to play in the game. A tough game in Foxborough against the New England Patriots this weekend for the Browns. And it's amazing. How did we get here? And for those of you who are curious about the Cleveland Browns quarterback for 2014, a couple of the big names that could have been at the top of the draft board will not be coming out. Marcus Mariota opting to stay in school at Oregon. Brent Hundley expected to do the same at UCLA. Right. So next year, some of the quarterbacks there, it's a little bit of
a list is getting shorter.
Right, and if you look at it right now, five of the teams in the projected top nine as of today are likely to draft quarterbacks. It's getting to be a little bit more interesting as we move forward here with the Cleveland Browns and, you know, hope to find that stability, that continuity that we talked about yesterday that is so important in the National Football League. The teams, all teams, every single team in first place right now has started one quarterback this year, every single one of them.
Not a coincidence on
no.
that count, to say the least. We're going to have a pretty big show for you today, though.
Yeah.
We are going to have Mary Kay Cabot join us in a little bit, about 12 or so minutes from now. We'll get the takes from the Browns beat writer from Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. We will hear from Steve Tasker, a good friend from CBS Sports. He will be on the call of Sunday's game, actually doing his first Browns game of the season. He has done multiple in the last couple of years, multiple Browns games. So he's got a pretty good handle on this team, and we'll hear what Steve has to say, former special teams ace for the Buffalo Bills on those Super Bowl teams. We're going to hear from Tashaun Gibson. Brown safety is going to be on with us in the second hour, actually with Jameer Howerton, when we go inside the locker room. And then Gerard Cherry will join us right around 2:40. We're going to have also a special community outreach update. Our own Jenner Tkancic from the Brown staff will join us right around that 2:40 mark as well to get us updated on what players are doing throughout the community. So we want to bring you that. We want to hear from you, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Tweet us at Browns_daily. We got Megan Rock here doing tweets throughout the show, and she will be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap highlights of the show at the end of the day. So big stuff, big doings as far as the show is concerned, as far as the Browns QB situation. I mean, it's bizarre. You keep coming back, Nathan, to that word because and Rob Chudzinski was asked about it. Have you been through something like this before? He's trying to maintain the brave face, but you know inside he's got to be saying, what the hell?
He's got to be. This isn't what you want. You come in as a first year, the first time you get to be a head coach in the NFL. You're likely to start your fourth different quarterback right now in week number 14. You have not had a single quarterback start and complete four straight games at any point in the season. This is not what Rob Chudzinski was hoping for. This isn't what Browns fans were hoping for. And I think when you really step back from it and you get angry about the Cleveland Browns and you get angry about the performance this year, you really have to say, what team in the National Football League that would be down to it many points, their third, fourth string quarterbacks now, are having success? And the answer would be none. None would be having success. So it's not a Cleveland Browns problem. If this happened, and you're seeing it, happen in Green Bay. The Green Bay Packers were in first place before Aaron Rodgers got hurt. Yep. And then they went from Aaron Rodgers, and they went to Seneca Wallace. Then they went from Seneca Wallace to Scott Tolzien. And they went from Scott Tolzien to Matt Flynn. And over the last five games in which those four quarterbacks played, they are 0-4-1. They have not won a single game. They have lost. They have been without a victory now in five straight games. So this isn't something that where you can really even almost it's almost unfair to put a referendum on everything else that's happening on this Cleveland Browns team, right? Because that one situation is so huge. And we heard Rob Chudzinski a little bit at the opener, but there's more to hear from him. And so I think we should jump into that and
let's
hear from
it.
The head coach.
Yeah.
And he was talking about practice this week, Caleb Haney, Alex Tanny, who's going to get reps.
All right. Well, we hope to have that sound from Rob Chudzinski shortly. We got a little technical glitch there. Our producer, Dave DiNatale, will get that sorted out. But we do have sound from him talking about these various topics. And it was an interesting news conference that he did have today in touching upon, again, how you would handle having Caleb Haney here now and the difference between Haney and Tanny with regard to Haney's having a little more experience, but certainly nothing appreciable. It's just that he has spent 5 years in this league. This would be his sixth season, and he's got his four starts. Do we have that sorted out, David? Okay.
We have it. We had to kick the computer around a
little
bit.
Give that thing a good slap in the head.
Well,
all
sometimes
right,
that's what it takes.
Nathan teed it up. Let's hear that sound.
Tee it up for me again, Nathan. I want to make sure I play the right
game. All right, we'll go. He's talking about who's going to take the reps in practice this week between Haney and Tanny.
We've added Caleb Haney on the roster. We'll work both him and Tanny today in practice, and good to look at both of those guys. It'll be a good opportunity to see them running our plays and preparing with our game plan, getting ready to play New England. And I'll make that determination later in the week of where we'll go with the starter.
You said earlier yesterday and again today, kind of reiterated it, that you believe that it will be Haney between the two of them. Do you think how these guys perform in practice could have an impact on that decision, or do you think it's a decision that's been made?
I think it's a decision that's been made. I mean, obviously, if one of those guys, and say especially a Caleb Haney, comes out there and ends up having a horrendous day of practice, just looks ill-prepared, just looks like he can't do anything, well, then as a coaching staff, they're going to look at each other and say, all right, we can't go with this guy. I don't think they're anticipating that happening. Remember, he was in here last week for a look-see when they were determining a quarterback that they would add after Jason Campbell suffered the concussion that he suffered. And what they determined from that was not so much that he was a bad quarterback or that he wasn't worthy of a spot on the roster, but I think they made a value judgment that said he is on our ready list a notch below Alex Tanny, to the extent that Tanny is the guy that if you can sign now, you can also look at him as more of a future prospect. The proverbial upside is there with him, right?
Sure.
The future investment. You touched on this very accurately yesterday. I don't think Caleb Haney is a guy you're looking to keep on your football team beyond this year. He is a guy that I think this team sees as getting you through these games and then figuring it out after that.
Yeah, and I guess that's what they're going to do. And I know there are a lot of people out there, and I've heard this. I don't know if you've heard this, that are saying, well, what about Tim Tebow? Where is Tim Tebow at in this? And the only thing that I can offer, in addition to what we've already said, is I know yesterday Joe Hayden was on the Bull and Fox show with yesterday on 92.3, and said that even he wouldn't want Tim Tebow to be the quarterback here of the Cleveland Browns. So to me, we got to just put that to bed here. And these are the guys that are here, and this is what's going to happen. Is it pretty? No. Is Tim Tebow coming here pretty? No. It might be better for media, but in terms of the product that you're going to see on the field, it's no better either. It's just an unfortunate situation that the Browns have gotten into, and it really is, in many ways, a devastating, crippling situation for a football season and a football team, and I think we're starting to feel the effects of that now after 3 weeks after having so much hope after coming off the win over the Ravens.
I think some people, and maybe somewhat understandably, see this quarterback opening as an opportunity on the team to fix the position. That's not happening now. You're not fixing the quarterback position in these last four games. You are really just looking for the guy who will get you through the season. And I'm not saying that because that's a Browns plan versus what another team would do or a smarter team would do in the NFL. It is every team's plan at this stage of the season. That guy just isn't out there. The fixer isn't out there. Nathan mentioned about the Green Bay Packers, and that's such a great point regarding what quarterbacking means to a team. And when you lose your guy, if you've got your guy and you've got your Aaron Rodgers and you lose him, it is disastrous. You don't get that repaired. You don't have another answer. They had Seneca Wallace on their roster, which I thought was ill-fated to begin with. I thought having Matt Flynn would end up being the better thing, but Flynn's there now after bouncing around some other teams. And what has he done? I mean, there just really isn't a great situation where a backup has responded in any big way. And yeah, Josh McCown in Chicago has been a pretty decent story. Matt McGloin in Oakland, not bad, but there really isn't a fixing opportunity that's going on here with regard to going into free agency and finding that replacement.
It just doesn't exist. That is why it is the key position. That's why every team in the NFL wants to draft a quarterback. They're just not out there. And got some clarification on what it means to be cleared for activity. It means you can get your heart rate elevated and see how you feel, see if you have any ill effects from actually getting moving, getting the blood flowing, getting your heart rate up, and see if that causes headaches. That was what happened actually with Jordan Reed, the tight end of the Washington Redskins. Had passed his concussion test, actually, and then when he went out for pregame warmups, he developed a headache and was unable to play in that Sunday night game against the New York Giants. So it's good that they're making progress on this concussion protocol, but you kind of need the progress to come a little bit rapidly, I would say, in order to have a chance to prepare for Sunday against the New England Patriots. I mean, do you think, Vic, if Campbell gets cleared by Saturday but doesn't practice all week, let's say, that he plays Sunday?
I couldn't see it. To me, it's far too late in the week, even for a veteran player, to say that that's a good idea to put him out there without any work whatsoever, without any real even scout team exposure to what the Patriots do defensively, and just to have a feel for things moving around and all that 1 week's time of missing, or in his case, nearly 2 weeks, would cause, the rust that comes from that. So I'd say probably not. And I'm not entirely sure if I'm Jason Campbell how inclined I want to be to do that. I mean, he's been exposed to, and so is Brandon Whedon, some hits behind this offensive line. I think that's part of the issue here, is that you see a team that doesn't really give the quarterback the best overall protection, or certainly those guys, because of maybe how slow they are at times to get rid of the football. But Rob Chudzinski, the head coach of the Browns, was asked about that very topic, and here's what he had to say.
At this point, I would keep options, all the options open. Obviously, that wouldn't be ideal. I'd like to see them back practicing. But, you know, we'll have to weigh that with seeing the practice and the other guys' practice as well.
And Rob Chudzinski was also asked, when you are, quote, cleared for activity, how close are you, in fact, to practicing?
Yeah, there's different levels of activity that guys can go through, and it generally builds up. And like I said, I have no way of knowing and being able to tell you when that is. It just depends on those guys and them getting evaluated daily and how they feel and how they progress through it.
Yeah, and that seems to be a logical approach to this thing, but also a confusing one. I mean, think about this right now. You're the head coach of a football team, preparing for a game with four quarterbacks on your mind, four. And normally you're just thinking about one guy, but in this scenario, it has to be four for the obvious reasons. And you're not even clearly focused on just getting one guy ready. Today you're going to watch Caleb Haney to make sure he can do some of the things you need him to do to put him out in the field, because he's your likely guy that you're going to go with. You're going to look at Alex Tanny for more assessment. Okay, we know he's a young guy who's never played an NFL game, but just what level of readiness is there? And then as all this is going on, you're consulting with the medical staff about Campbell and Whedon. And they're giving you sort of real-time updates, and you don't know. And I've asked Rob, I saw Rob earlier. I said, how often do they tell you things? He goes, we ask these questions constantly, you know, where they're at, how they doing. And after a while, I think when the answer is, we'll see, you know, you as a head coach, how do you cope with that? I mean, that's got to be just crazy.
It's got to be very crazy, and it's got to be difficult on the team that's trying to prepare to play with a certain quarterback. We heard how important it is from Devon Best last week when he's talking about getting on the same page, the timing down with one of these new quarterbacks, if that is the case, if that's what it needs to be. Or as early, maybe it was Monday. If they're splitting reps, you're not getting that full work with either one of those guys. And these are both guys that are going to be brand new to the first team. So really, you're looking at this point having, you know, half of a practice, maybe if it's split equitably, I don't know, with one of these quarterbacks, maybe two total before the week, because Friday's just really a walkthrough.
Right.
And you wonder, and Rob Jasinski was asked, because it's an interesting question, how long can you actually go before naming a starting quarterback?
We can wait till Friday, all the way up to game day, if we have to. I think we'll get a better sense, though, as we get into practice and as those guys are getting the reps, and we can go either direction once we get into that and once we get a feeling for one way or another.
Not a fun situation for the head coach.
Not at all, and he's got to get a feel for things one way or the other. Does that mean a feel for Tanny? Does it mean a feel for Haney? Yeah. Does it mean, do we know where Campbell and Whedon are at? And he was asked a question which we talked about yesterday. Why not just say Alex Tanny's the starter? Let's see what this guy can do. Is he just not ready to start an NFL game?
Yeah, it's just we haven't had a long look at him. He's primarily last week worked the scout team and then got a few snaps, and we did things more after practice on air than anything. So, you know, both of these guys, we'll get an opportunity to look at them, and we'll make the determination.
Yeah, that's another way of saying Tanny's not playing. That's code for that. All right, Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, we're just getting it started here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mary Kay Cabot is going to join us next from Cleveland.com. We'll get her insights onto this quarterback situation and all other things Browns. It is a Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.